Hello and welcome to the regularly scheduled Shoot the Moon podcast here at Revenue Rocket World Headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. You're here with your host, Mike Harvath, President and CEO of the firm, and we are talking about how to position your firm for sale if you're going to retire. Certainly, this is a hot topic for many technologists that are running IT services companies that are approaching retirement. We are regularly talking to our clients that we represent their businesses for sale, and this is certainly a goal. So on the topic of retirement, this is a difficult one for a lot of folks in the IT services world. Most of you guys have started your businesses from scratch, grown them to what they are, and you're struggling with, you know, should I retire? Is now the time? You know, should I, are we trying to time the market? As you know, it's difficult to time the market no matter what. And when you looked at market timing, one thing that we certainly think is important is to sell when the market is hot. Right now, as of this recording of this podcast, which is in September of 2019, we think the market's pretty hot, and we think that it will stay so for some period of time, probably at least through the U.S. election in 2020. And so, you know, now's a pretty good time if you're thinking about, you know, selling your business. If you don't do it in that time frame between now and probably November of 2020, there's probably a period of time that you're going to need to run this business to kind of get through any potential economic slowdown. And that would mean that at least another 3 to 5 years. So, you know, certainly you can sell your business at any time. But what we see during these periods of prosperity is that the multiples paid on EBITDA get buoyed, and they ultimately get they're high. Right now, we see pretty high multiples being paid. A lot of buyers, there's a lot of capital flowing. Not necessarily a bad time to be in the market to sell your business. And, you know, if you're concerned that you don't have the business optimized for sale, don't fret. Certainly focusing on, you know, making sure the businesses run well and continuing to produce top quartile profit will allow you to be in a position to enjoy that additional profit as an owner, but then also be able to be open to a conversation should you get a call from a potential buyer, regardless of the overall market dynamics. I would say, you know, there's a handful of things to consider when selling your business that are important, and those include, but are not necessarily limited to, the following. One is sort of the intersection of your technology specialization, your market sort of focus or verticalization, and how well you build out the offering you have from a services perspective to look like a product. We kind of call this the SVP model, specialized, verticalized, productized. We think that has to be optimized. We know that when that is optimized, that you will optimize top line growth and bottom line profit of the business. And if you are not really aligned in all three of those areas, you're leaving money on the table, essentially. You're leaving an opportunity on the table by not being able to really grow your business. We focused on this topic as part of an M&A forum that we did recently at the Microsoft Inspire Conference. And one of our speakers on that panel was Brent Combes from Microsoft, and Brent in that video, which is available on our website, looked to comment about his experience as it related to companies that were verticalized versus ones that were not, and their growth rates over the last year. And he did some interesting study of the top 900 Microsoft partners. Now, what he determined was that you know, average growth for his average partner in that group that was not verticalized was in the 30 to 40 percentile, which I think is, you know, pretty good growth. I think anyone here would say, hey, that's great. But the ones that were aligned vertically, actually the growth rate, annual growth rate, exceeded 100%. And it's just another proof point that says verticalization is important. When you begin to optimize your model around SVP, really what you're trying to do is drive consistent top-line growth with a consistent bottom-line profit. And to be top quartile in your space, and this is, you know, some numbers that are readily available from some of our peers in the market, including Paul Dipple, and others that track this top quartile financial metric performance. Certainly, on average, if you're above about 13% net operating income and you're growing your business consistently over 30%, you're performing pretty darn well. And that would be for firms that are generally above $5 million in revenue. Certainly, as a percentage growth perspective, those numbers go up the smaller the firm. And if you look at, for example, a $4 or $3 million firm, you should be growing top line much more quickly than that roughly 30%. I would certainly, if you're going to position your firm for sale, you want to have consistently had 3 to 5 years of consistent top line growth, and the same for bottom line growth. Doesn't mean that you are not able to sell your firm if that's not the case, but for you to get a full return on your investment, optimize your sell price, you really want to be in top quartile performance, both revenue growth rate and for profit realization. And that will be the single biggest determinant for you getting a significant increase in value. The second is really how optimized the model is. We mentioned SVP earlier. We generally find companies that are aligned in that model, that specialized, verticalized, productized model, to achieve a premium. And at a minimum, they have much more interest or more buyers looking at them. And so if it is your goal to sell your business in support of retiring, it's critically important that you look to optimize not only the business model, but also the focus on top-line growth and bottom-line profit. There's great resources in the market that can help you, and I'll refer to a few of those. Certainly, those of you that are involved in the what we'll call the former HTG peer groups, now owned by ConnectWise, as well as the Taylor Business Group peer groups. Both of those organizations provide great input from peers that have optimized their model, and I would encourage anyone who's in the space that is looking for a peer group, particularly if you're more of a managed services type company, to look there. There's other peer groups, certainly, if you're more of a dev company or more of a application implementer. We think peer groups in general are very effective at helping you optimize your business, and we would recommend them. Beyond that, there's advisory companies, as I mentioned, and advisory tools. And those advisory companies certainly include folks like, again, Taylor Business Group or Paul Dipple's business. He has a Sleek product, which is kind of an interesting model that tracks your financials and helps you optimize them for growth and profit realization in an effort to build value into the business. And then there's, of course, us. We've worked with hundreds of firms over the years in assisting them with optimizing their strategy for growth with the goal of expanding top line and bottom line profit. As being a firm that facilitates 2 to 3 M&A transactions a month in IT services, I can tell you that we certainly look at these value drivers very closely. And value drivers have a lot to do also with the transferability of the business to a new owner. And if you're selling out versus selling in, and we determine selling out is one in which you would transition out of the business versus selling in, which has much more to do with staying with the business post-close. We think it's important to make sure that the business is transferable and that it can be operated by a different entity after a 6 month to a year transition. Super critical that occurs. So in summary, the value drivers in preparing your business for sale as it relates to preparing for retirement are: make sure the business model is optimized. Make sure it's optimized for both growth and profit. And get whatever help you need to do that so that your business can be dialed in. And then really focus on having above average profit and preferable top quartile profit realization, because certainly all of the models that we see are based on EBITDA, and that's earnings before interest, taxes, and depreciation and amortization. And as you look at EBITDA as a lever on a multiple of EBITDA, the higher that EBITDA, of course, the higher the value of your business when it comes time to transact a deal. So with that, we'll wrap it up. Again, this is Mike Harvath with Revenue Rocket. Next week's podcast, we're going to focus on how to grow your business in a way that you may not have thought about. It's a way to look for new markets and analyze whether you should be in those greenfield markets and ultimately get there and take advantage of those opportunities. We look forward to speaking with any of you that have questions about the podcast or our business. Feel free to find us at RevenueRocket.com and click on the info@RevenueRocket.com email or give us a call, and the phone numbers are on the website. So we hope that this was helpful, and feel free to reach out if you guys have any questions. Thanks a lot, and have a great week.